When Starbird and her team went back into their data from 2016, they found that IRA internet trolls had set up parallel operations that worked in close concert, allowing them to play both sides of the fence. They adopted the personas of online activists infiltrating communities and mimicking the sentiments of other participants, and then, when the opportunity struck, acting as influencers, subtly and not so subtly, shaping the conversations. Some adopted relatively mild personas, sticking with the pack, building a trusted brand. Others were bomb throwers, adopting caricatures of U.S. political identities and fanning the flames of dissent. They targeted both Black Lives Matter conversations on the left and then online conservative activism on the right, she says. So, on the left and in the pro-Black Lives Matter group, you could have accounts like Bleep the Police, who are calling police pigs and advocating for violence against police, and some of the IRA trolls are saying some of the worst things in that kind of vein, Starbird says. And then on the right, they're using racial epithets and saying some of the nastier things. In some cases, you have their troll on one side arguing with their troll on the other side, just to say nasty things to each other. In 2016, Russian online personas would put in a good word for Trump on the right and denigrate and try to get people not to vote for Hillary on the left. In 2020, Starbird expects these same trolls to ramp up their efforts to divide the left. With a crowded field of candidates vying for attention, trolls may adopt personas aligned with specific candidates, infiltrate discussions, and then, whenever possible, use their positions to attack other Democratic candidates, likely supported by other personas created by the trolls in the cubicles next to them, and depress the eventual vote. You'll see them mimicking regularly the Resist and other sorts of Democratic personas and start denigrating the other candidates, she says. And especially once the Democrats choose a candidate, they'll denigrate the chosen candidate and say, oh, this person doesn't represent us. We can't vote for them. Therefore, I'm not going to vote.